Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison is currently on sabbatical during this season, and while he's away, we want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. Our powerful guest speakers will pray and prophesy over you, and you'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off, and many are going on to the next level. If you're interested in becoming a part of this community, just go to dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this episode.
This, I feel, is what the Lord put on my heart for you for today. And recently I had what I called a burden of the Lord. I just felt a heaviness, like, you know, something was really burdening the Lord. And I said, Lord, what is this burden? And he said, stepping out in time. So I asked him to explain, because I wasn't sure what he meant. But this is what he said. We need to be in total alignment with Holy Spirit. He lives outside of time, yet he's restricted in time through residential entrapment. Okay, now I'm going to stop there and go back. God created time for us. Holy Spirit lives outside of time. But when we're born again and we receive Holy Spirit, it's like he's stuck in here, right? He never leaves us or forsakes us. He is here. But it's like a residential entrapment. I never thought about that. The Lord said he desires that we step out of time with him. So he said we step into the Holy Spirit like a hand in a glove. We step into his eternal presence, his glory, and become one with him in spirit and in truth. Now, the Lord was explaining to me how at night when I am resting, because I have a lot of experiences, at night when I'm sleeping, my soul is at rest. And that's how my spirit interacts with Holy Spirit, and he can take me out of time and have these experiences. But when I'm awake and when I'm doing whatever, you know, in the natural, Holy Spirit's oftentimes trying to get my attention, but I'm busy with other things. So do you follow me so far? So we are to live in that eternal realm. We were created in that eternal realm. We are eternal beings, but we live here in time. But we can, if we allow soul to go to sleep, so to speak, so we're operating out of our spirit man, then our spirit will be in agreement with Holy Spirit, and we can step out into that eternal realm, into take them out of the residential entrapment. So step out of time. So he said we step into Holy Spirit like a hand in a glove, into his eternal presence, his glory, and become one in spirit with him, spirit and truth. He said, you see, the spirit, your spirit must engage with his. He is and always has been eternal as well as holy. When you step into him, he removes the earthbound residue and you travel through eternity with him. So I see that as, like I said, during the day, whatever, we have a lot of clutter going on around us. We interact with so many different things. But when we're at rest, he can remove all that, anything that hinders us. And then we travel through eternity with him. Is everybody okay with that? Okay. He said, you can go in and out of time. Eternity is where you originated, in the spirit where you were created in the expanse of time. So when God sent us forth, we received our earthly body and form, yet eternity remained in us. But now the Lord says he wants us to return to our natural state of being, our original container, and be one with him. I'm reading this exactly the way the Lord gave it to me. So He says it's always been available, but now he wants us to begin accessing it daily so we receive greater revelation of him and understanding of the word. And there was something he had me begin doing. It wasn't right at that moment, but he would have me sit in silence for an hour. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, can you sit in silence for 3 minutes? That was hard to start with the first couple of days because I have a wall on the clock and I'd hear that tick, tick, tick. And of course, your mind is always wanting to think something. I don't know about you, but if I'm awake, my brain's trying to figure stuff out. So, you know, list of things I need to do and this and that and who knows what else. But it took a couple of days. I disconnected my clock and I would be here early in the morning because I said, Lord, when do you want me to do this hour? You know, morning, afternoon, or night? And he said, I suggest the morning because in the evening you'll fall asleep, which I would. But, you know, I would come out here in the living room and I would just set myself aside, had a notepad and pen ready to write if he spoke anything. And the first couple of days, I didn't hear anything because I was just trying to settle my mind. And then he said, for the next 21 days, I want you to write. You know, he was going to speak to me. And he really gave me some awesome, awesome revelation. Sometimes it might just be a small, you know, just a sentence, or it could be a scripture. And sometimes it'd be a visitation. So, but it's a matter of quieting yourself before him so that you can really receive from him. But when that time was passed after my 21 days, it's like I could actually, you know, it's whenever he woke me up. It's usually like 3 o'clock in the morning. I'd come out here for an hour, but you know, it's whatever he wants. I really want to walk in his way and his will and do things the way he wants, not what I want. I mean, we all want our own way, right? But it's most of the time not his way. So, okay.
So I've been talking about Linda and I needing a much needed time off and sabbatical. And we're raising finances right now. We're raising up people to pray. Go to DougAddison.com/timeoff. DougAddison.com/timeoff. And you'll see the partner program and the things. You can just donate any amount. Actually, consider pray about it. Consider giving. We really do need the financial breakthrough right now. And if you go there, you'll see that we have a program going so that InLight Connection will not close. We want to raise up the partner program that will get people to be giving. But we have a monthly mentoring session that's already going. And even if I'm not on there, there's been some amazing speakers already. Brian Simmons, there's just been some powerful words. We have some people coming up that would just really blow you away. Well, first of all, pray and ask the Lord. It doesn't have to be any specific amount, but we're trying to raise up 1,000 people to give $55 a month or any amount. And you can become part of the partner program or giving any amount. That would be great.